Views and opinions expressed during the drive time are those of Dave Glover and his guests and are not those of Northumberland 89.7. Agree, disagree, or have a comment? Call the station and speak with Dave live on the air. Call 905-372-2321. That's 905-372-2321. Now your host, Dave Glover.
Hello, Northumberland County. Welcome to the Drive Time. I'm Dave Glover. Thanks for your patience. And yeah, what a trip. I'll talk about that in the next hour or so. But joining me in the studio right now is Ed Van Egmond. He is a counselor for the town at Crammy Township, a longtime counselor. And he's hoping to hold on to the job that he loves. He says it's the best job he's ever had. At least that's a quote I read. I'm not sure how old that quote is. Maybe it's no longer the best job he's ever had. Maybe it's even better. I don't know. But before we get to the conversation with Ed, here they are. Here's Hill and Landing and Our Town.
Old gas station on Ginner's Road.
There they are. That's Hill and Landing, everybody. Joining me in the studio is Ed from Crammy. Ed, welcome to the show, man.
I'd like to extend my I'm glad to be here. Yeah, it's a great thing to do, and to be able to tell my story is always welcome.
Well, and we have now, and again, I want to point out to the listeners as well, for those of you that aren't aware, Northumberland 89.7 is your comprehensive source for all of what's happening during this municipal election. We have been bringing in council candidates now since the writ was dropped. Ed, of course, is my latest candidate to come by. Rob Washburn, of course, who was here throughout my time away, as it were, 2 weeks. Geez, it feels like yesterday I was here, but so long ago. And I don't want to eat up the time talking about that. But you can go to our website, listeners. Fred Lucan, who is one of our news guys, news director, I guess, he is doing a lot of interviews as well. And they are available on our website at northumberland897.ca. So if you have questions, maybe you are concerned, you don't know some of the candidates, go online and you can find out more information about the candidates. You can listen to interviews that are up as podcasts as well. We are trying to be your go-to source. And let's face it, without local newspapers, we have one. I always say without local newspapers, but we do still have the Northumberland yep. News, and they are very comprehensive. But again, the infrequency of access, and I think that's what a lot, although you can go to Northumberland News every day online. They are online. I use them quite often myself. But in the studio with us today is Ed Van Eggman. Now, for those of you that don't know Ed, he is a counselor with Cramie Township. He has been a Cramie Township counselor now. Is this your third term?
This is my third and a half term. I actually came on to my first council visit when we lost one of our deputy mayor at that time, and I was the next one in line as councillor.
Right.
And so in the first year of their tenure, I stood in and have been there ever since.
Wow. And it's a job you love, I understand.
It is a job I love. I came from a background of minor hockey where a lot of my efforts were put into minor hockey. Mm-hmm. And that kind of gave me a stepping stone into what I wanted to do further with my life. And it's always been to with minor hockey, it's more to help the kids and get them a place to play. And now it's for the people that I love, my neighbors. I'm north of the 401, so that helps me in my vision. I farm in Cramie Township, and a lot of people that need to be represented, I can represent in that facet.
Well, you know, so now this is your third term. Is there one thing that stands out for you as something you've done or something that you saw? I saw right here, there's a story from April here where you're talking about a fortification bylaw to be rescinded. And so you've not been a sitting on the fence kind of counselor, have
no,
you?
No, I'm the guy that if you ask me a question, I'm going to give you an answer. So you better be ready for the answer. I'm not going to mislead anyone or tell them I can do something when I can't.
Right.
If there's something that someone needs and I can't give them an answer, I'll definitely point the right person to give them an answer.
Okay, well, and that's, you know what, when I remember when I ran for council, same thing, people said to me, well, what if it's not in your portfolio? Yeah. You know all the other councilors,
that's right.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you can get the information.
And most of the time the questions are because they haven't had any direction from a staff member or something that a staff member can handle,
mm-hmm.
and I direct them towards staff. Staff is our forefront. Staff is what people have to go to if they want things done. I'm a guy that lets staff do their work. I don't like to get in the business of staff. I don't like to look over their shoulders. I like them to do their job and have the freedom to do that. And if they need to pick me up, and then I'm there for them also.
Well, and that's good to hear. You know, I'm happy to hear that because a lot of people complain, oh, staff, this, they make these decisions. These are professional people, right?
That's right.
These are people who've been hired to do a job.
Yep.
And, I mean, I know when I was working, I didn't want my boss hovering over me.
No, exactly.
And I know those kids out there don't like helicopter parenting.
No,
and you don't want to be a helicopter counselor.
No, and and I will never have anyone say that has happened because mm-hmm. That would be, for me, we need to be we need to have those people stand alone. We need to have them make the decisions for our township. They're the ones that are the professionals. We fill in where we can, but in the end, the people that make the decisions and make the things work in the township are our staff.
They're the ones who make, well, they don't make the decisions. You obviously,
that's
the
right.
decisions
but
are made
they,
by council, but they take the direction.
Yep.
Now, you say you live north of the 401. I got to say, Cramie Township in the last few years, in the last two terms, at least mm-hmm. for you, has really kind of been growing.
Yes.
With the Agri-Food Center, yep. and I know there's talk now of expanding affordable housing into Cramie yes. Township. What are the biggest issues right now that you see? Is it where business is being located? Is it industrial parks? Is it housing? What is the issue for you?
For me, I think the main thing is it's a sustainable growth.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have grown so much and there's so much growth coming, we've got a new subdivision going in and it's almost off and running. The plans are in the works. Our businesses in the industrial park. The industrial park is almost full. We've got the industrial park to a place where we need to gain some money from the provincial and federal government to run a new sewer system up into the industrial park to make the growth happen there. Because let's face it, without the growth of industry in our township, our taxes are going to remain a little bit high. Mm-hmm. You know, we're right in the middle in Northumberland County, and it's a hard fight to keep the taxes down. And to keep the taxes down, number one, the housing is going to really help that, and we need the growth in the industrial park.
Well, and that's something, you know, a lot of people don't remember, I guess. There was a time in Cramie's history where it was just booming with industrial growth, and this was decades ago now, and then things started to sort of slip away.
That's right.
And that became, for whatever reason, okay.
Yeah, yeah. It seemed like people were okay with that happening, but that's also the time when industries didn't come to Cramie anymore because they couldn't see the vision that councils of the past have had, that we need to have that growth to sustain a great economy, that, you know, to have our kids stay home when they graduate from university and college, to be able to stay home and get some affordable housing that they can stay in. The hardest thing for kids now, and I say kids, but I mean mid-20s, early 30s, is for them to buy a house, to be able to put the money down and to buy a house in today's market is almost become impossible.
Well, and property taxes are a big issue then in Cramie Township that reason?
We try to hold our property taxes to a 2-3% increase per year. And so far throughout my tenure as sitting, we've been able to do that. I'm a staunch supporter of keeping it as low as possible. And the main thing that we need to look at in our township is our infrastructure and our roads, our bridges. We have a roads plan, and we follow that to the ninth almost. And the only way we waver off that is if something becomes in such disrepair where it needs to have something done.
Right. So you've got a listing. Because I know one of the concerns up in Hamilton Township, for instance, has been, you know, there really is no, there's a, they say there's a roads plan.
Yes.
But nobody really knows what the plan is.
I see, yeah.
It sounds to me like they do have a plan.
Yes,
have a plan.
We have hired people in, and it's not from our township. We have hired people in to take a look at our roads and then grade them and mark them down as a needs project.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we know the federal government is offering all kinds of money right now. We know Justin Trudeau's government is saying, you know, we want to build infrastructure, rebuild infrastructure. There hasn't been a lot of money of that spent yet. There was a lot of money earmarked.
Yeah.
Has Cramie Township been going to the well for those funds as well?
We have been going to well. We have secured a loan, or we have secured financing for a new library building.
Nice.
Right beside the township office, and that has come to us, you know, through a lot of work from the library board and from the people that search out these grants. And so that's one. We have also been looking towards the federal and provincial coffers to help us out with our new hope of creating sewer systems for the industrial park.
Well, and we know now, I mean, the listeners out there, the ones who live in Cramie Township, they know there's been some controversies over the last couple of years with council and some pushback. And I know that there's some people that are not particularly happy with how things have gone. What are you hearing out there from the voters?
Yeah, there's a group that thinks that that the mayor has a little club that kind of follows him around. But what they forget to remember, I guess, is council sets priorities. Council sets what we want to do. Mm-hmm. And if there ends up being a tie, the mayor goes with one side or another. Mm-hmm. And I voted with different councillors on different issues. So a lot of these things are a moot point in my vision. But I mean, people want to get on board. People want to be counselors, and that's the things they're going to throw out there. That you know, that we are. I've heard the term a minion. Well, the last thing I've been is a minion, because as everybody who knows me knows, that once I dig in my heels, I'm going to pull back harder than most.
Mm-hmm. and you're not just, because again, one of the things that people have to say about councillors, and it's not just you either, mm-hmm. it's councils in general, especially in rural Ontario, it seems the smaller the council, the more times you hear people saying, oh, they're just playing follow the leader. The mayor's the one driving the ship, and everyone just sort of yes men. And I've been watching Crammy the last little while. I mean, I have family who live there. My wife grew up in Crammy, actually. And I have noticed that that really isn't the way things go in Crammy Township.
We do like to listen to staff. We like to give staff a direction, and when they come up with something, we like to give them the opportunity to push forward on our vision. Mm-hmm. And that has been happening. Whether people like that or not, I guess it's going to be found out in this election.
What do you want to see happen in the next term? Is there something that hasn't happened yet that you think needs to happen? Is there something that you have? Is there a pet project for you?
Well, for me, the next step is to lobby the provincial and federal governments so that we can get rid of that small bore system, because that small bore system has been I've lost sleep over it many times, mm-hmm. and it's just not a system that works. And we had a council meeting last week, over the small bore system. And I think a lot of truths came out during that meeting that people didn't understand. And so hopefully we can move on from that. Hopefully we can get a council that has a vision. I don't think it'll be tackled until the next sitting of the next council. Mm-hmm. And it may be too late for me, maybe not. People will have to decide whether it is or not. And
when you say small bore, you're talking about the sewage again, right?
The sewage. Right now, all the industrial businesses have a holding tank, mm-hmm. and just the water runs down through a 4-inch main. 4-inch and 5-inch in the larger area, where it goes to the big pipes. But most sewers are 12-inch, right. And that's what we need up there. Our businesses are having backups. They're having problems with insurance because of it. And it just isn't a system that is working good anymore. Mm-hmm. And we need to get some capacity in our sewage treatment plant, which is we are trying to do that right now with closing off some of the pipes that are letting water in, mm-hmm. and going down to the sewer plant. They call it infiltration.
Right.
And so with the new pipes in place, we have an ongoing roads project right now, Cedar, Burnham, and Park. And with that just being fixed, we've already increased our holding, our ability to have more capacity in the sewage treatment plant.
So again, before expansion can happen, before you can even expand the industrial park or even consider any more urban development, you need to ensure that
we have capacity.
The capacity is there.
Yes, right. And the capacity, we have a new sewage treatment plant. It's mm-hmm. just about 3 years old now, and it works very well. What we have now is the ability to go forward with smaller amounts of money to make the capacity bigger. And hopefully that happens. And like I said, even the pipes that go to the industrial park, we need the backing from the two levels of government above us.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that I have always appreciated about Crammy is tourism. And now you guys are, and I say you guys, I mean the town, is starting to see a lot more people coming off the 401.
Yes.
We've seen expansion at the Big Apple, mm-hmm. but also expansion. I mean, the Agri-Food Center, which is also, believe it or not, a tourist attraction, mostly for business in that sector. What is it you would like to see in terms of expansion for tourism? Because, of course, it's a big economic driver. Are there things that you'd like to see happen?
Yeah, our signage is lacking. We need signage on the 401. We need signage coming off the 401. I have a neighbor who is very, very industrious with a good mind towards signage. And we have been working together. And I think that a lot of that growth downtown and the growth through town, it's easy to get them to come off at the Big Apple, but we'd like to get them to go downtown also.
Absolutely.
And our Downtown Business Association has been a big part of ongoing part of creating the avenues for people to come downtown. They have had a booth at the Big Apple so that the tourism comes our way. And we're trying to get people to come off the 401 to go to Presque Isle through Colborne.
Right.
And hopefully that continues. But tourism is a big thing. We got one of the nicest Central Parks in the province.
You absolutely
and
do.
It's beautiful. We have the music in the park on Thursday nights, which is just amazing. And I know some people who are involved with that, and they work very, very hard.
They do indeed. Yeah. Well, there's a lot happening in Cramie Township, and this is something that maybe the listeners are just only starting to become aware of. I know the people in Cramie are aware of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, whether it's the Keeler Center, whether it's the library, whether it's the downtown, and it's one of the nicest downtowns as well, I have to say. I mean, I might be a little partial, but my wife is from Colborne. But, again, what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing out there is there was stagnation for a long time, but now it's not there. Now we're looking at growth, and those seeds have been planted. And I think, there's been pushback from some residents and some non-residents, for that matter, on the direction of the town. But I think given what we've seen over the last 4 years and even the last three terms of council, the focus really has been on how do we take what we got and make it
better.
Not just make it better, but make sure people are aware of it.
Yep.
Right? It's almost like a secret.
No, it is. And we're very proud of that secret. And the hardest part is to get our message out. We've just reworked our website for Cramie Township. And actually, it was just settled on Friday, I believe. So it's brand new. So that it becomes easier for people to go through and see what's going on in Cramie Township. We have a brand new fire department on Purdy Road. That's part of the EMS. It's all there. The everything is in place now for the growth to start. And if we can get some affordable housing, I don't mean cheap houses. I mean affordable housing for our youth to be able to stay in Colborne,
right,
or in Cramie Township. Period.
Right.
I hate it when Cramie becomes only Colborne, because Cramie is a big place. Cramie is Castleton. Cramie is Morganston. Cramie is it's a beautiful place to visit. We need everyone to work together, but even the two communities sometimes stay a little bit too far apart.
Well, then that's part of the role of council
is
to bring make sure
to
that
bring
those
together.
Bring that, you know, it's like a quilt.
Yeah.
Right? And you got to sew those patches together.
No, exactly.
I guess one of the only things that we really hear, and we've been hearing a lot about this, not just in Cramie, but all the municipalities locally, is access to council, questions from the general public, how are they being addressed? There's been this theory that people don't have access to council. There's no ability to, I mean, you can call your counselor, but in terms of really being heard, that's a concern for a lot of people. Is that something that's being tackled in Cramie as well?
For a while, we had a lot of people coming to council meetings. And if you don't come to the council meetings, it's hard to get an understanding of how council works. I get a lot of calls, but it's only calls that the calls that I get are the calls when people aren't satisfied with the answer they've been given for one thing or another. And sometimes I can't agree with them, and I tell them that this is the way it is. Sorry, but for my part, all I can tell you is, everyone is allowed to do it that way. You're not the only one that is feeling a little bit put out. But if you need me to go to this person or that person and find out for you if I can help you in any, I always am there for that. And most of our council is very hands-on. You know, we've got two farmers on council. Our mayor, my mayor is a high-ranking official in his company. One of our counselors has got his hands on the public or pulse because he owns the local pub in Colborne.
Okay.
And so he is very aware of what the public is saying. And and I am always very approachable. I guess I'm also the comic relief in council when things get a little bit tense and when a joke needs to be said or quipped. I'm that guy. And so
to break the tension.
To break the tension a little bit,
Well, it sounds to me like you've got a pretty solid platform. You're going to continue to do what you've been doing, which is represent the people of Cramie Township.
Yeah, I people always bother me because I don't have signs and I don't put paperwork out there. But it's easy to write stuff down on paper when people don't know you and you say, oh, yeah, that guy, he looks really good. But you got to remember that guy's writing that stuff. And so people know me, and that's why they vote for me. And it's not out of laziness that I don't do paperwork to hand out to people. It's because there's nothing I can say that changes anybody's mind on stuff anyway. And for signs, they just blow around in the wind. Mm-hmm. So it's just nothing that I've ever
done. So how does somebody get to know who you are then, Ed? Is there a website people can go to?
No, there's no website. I'm in the public a lot. People know me. There's not many times I can drive through town and not wave at people.
Mm-hmm. What about the people who don't know you, the new residents?
The new residents, I guess they're going to have to ask their neighbors how things are. And sometimes they'll get an honest answer, and sometimes they're not going to get an honest answer. I have ruffled the feathers of some people, but you know what? That's all part of it. For the most part, the people who know me know they're going to vote for me, and hopefully they're the 45% that vote, or 53, I guess it was last time, mm-hmm. 53% of the public that vote. I haven't had signs in any of my outings as trying for council, and I haven't done the paperwork the handouts, I guess they call them, mm-hmm. because I just don't see the value in handouts when the person who's handing it out is also the one writing it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're blowing your own horn, basically.
Exactly. I don't do that. Mm-hmm. So people know me from minor hockey. I was very, very involved with minor hockey. Mm-hmm. And I did that actually until 2004 when I started in council. And so it's from one thing comes another, and on you go. You know, people get to know me by the things that I do. I guess the actions start.
Your actions are your brand.
That's right. They're louder than my words.
Well, I want to thank you for being here. My guest, listeners, has been Ed Van Egmond. He is running for councillor. I'm pronouncing that correctly.
That's right. Okay. Exactly right. You're one of the only people that does.
There you go. He says he honestly loves it. He always has since day one. Being a councillor, that was 15 years ago, as he likes to point out. He's done a great job in his seat as far as people who know him. I've say some people, as he said, he's ruffled some feathers. You've also smoothed those feathers over, from the sounds of it.
Some, yeah.
But the reality is, as Abe Lincoln says, you can't please all the people all the time.
Exactly. And if you can't please those people, I'll always listen to them.
There you go.
They'll always have my ear. My ear is out there, and I listen to their stories. And if there's something that I can do, I will do it. If there's nothing I can do, I'll also tell them there's nothing I can do.
Well, there you go. We're going to take you out to the top of the. I want to thank Ed for being here, and good luck. I wish you all the best, and hopefully you'll get reelected as you'd like to do. As you say, it's the best job you've ever had. Mm-hmm. I want to give a big shout out to your daughter as well. And she's a musician locally. And,
yep, that's
she's
right. Miranda.
She's playing around. Miranda's playing. So again, listener, the guest is Ed Van Egmond. He is running for council in Cramie Township. I'm Dave Glover. Welcome me back. Thank you. I welcome myself back. Here are the bells, and stay a while. I'll be back after a quick break.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
His hair all long and hanging down. How he makes me quiver. How he makes me smile. With all this love I have to give him, I guess I'm gonna stay.